Morning. The first lesson is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning with verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The word of the Lord. The psalm reading is found in Psalm 18, beginning with verse number 25. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Word of the Lord. The second lesson is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, beginning with verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. That is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you." Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Please stand for the reading of the gospel.
To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The gospel reading this morning is found in the gospel of Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
When I was a child, my favorite ultimate awesome holiday was Christmas. No surprise, it was because presents. What little kid doesn't love to get presents and open them under the tree? The hardest part about my Christmas, though, with these presents was the fact that I had to wait. My birthday is early January, and I would have to wait to open my birthday presents that came in the same box as my Christmas presents. And they would sit there, and I would just be all twitchy and be like, oh. So I actually am very accustomed to extending and allowing Christmas to be far more than just a day. As I invited Christ into my life, my favorite holiday, my season that I love is Easter. And every Easter, we celebrate and we cry out, He is risen. With Christmas, I want to kind of take that model of really saying something collectively together, which is why, again, I'm going to go back to, and I want you to respond wholeheartedly, almost like a little Santa belly hearty, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
It is a joy and a privilege to be with you, and Christmas is a joy to celebrate as a family, as a community, to celebrate the gift that God sent into the world to set us free, to give us life. Now, today is New Year's Eve. We love the fact that you guys are all here, joining us collectively as we bring all of our services together. As we spend some time, we want to be in prayer today about 2024 and about what God has in store for us and how we can respond to Him and be obedient to Him and represent Him well to the best of our ability. With that, we are starting a new series, Seven Ways to Be a Light in the Darkness. We live in a broken world. We live in a world that outside of Christ, outside of the Lord, it is a broken place. It is a dark place, full of shadows and full of traps and mishaps and unpleasantries. In Christ, however, there is joy in the midst of darkness. Light always wins. I remember when I was about 15 years old, I visited a cave up in Idaho. It was similar to the Timpanogos Cave here in Utah, but it was, you go all the way into the very, very back of the cave, and they had a little exercise for everybody, and they get everybody back into the back of the cave, and then they turned off the lights, because they had electricity running back with light bulbs every so often, and they got everybody safely to the back, and they turned out the lights, and it became completely dark, disorientingly dark, to the point where nobody wanted to move. It was hard to tell what was up, what was down, where things were coming from. And then they took a single match, a single light, much like you received as you came in. It was a single flame. And they lit that in that cavern. And the entire cavern lit up and illuminated in such a way that suddenly people became oriented again. They knew where to go for safety, how to get out. And peace came in the room. Light won. The light chased away the darkness. We see that all over the place. We see it in the rhythm of a day. When the sun rises, the darkness goes away. Darkness doesn't come at the end of the night or the end of the day and chase the sun away. Rather, it's as the sun departs, the darkness is allowed back. We see this, how light wins. And it is a beautiful reminder that God wins. God has won. God's desire is to bring all of creation back unto Himself. So we're going to be talking this New Year's Eve and into the new year, seven ways to be a light in the darkness. And I'm going to begin with a simple story of a woman, Sandy, from Draper. We thought it was a little funny at the same time. This Tuesday morning, a woman, Sandy, that's all she told us. Her name was Sandy. She walked in the front door and she said, I drive by here all the time. And I just wanted to come and make an offering and say, thank you for your steeple. Thank you for letting me see the cross. Thank you for reminding me that God is in this world. We didn't do anything. There was nothing that we did other than we let people see the cross. And isn't that our call as believers, to let people see the cross, to let people see Jesus shining through us, to be that light that the world sees so that we might have opportunity to point people to Jesus? She came in and she was blessed and she just said, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being here. And all we could do was say, amen, yay, Lord, God, you win. Today we also want to celebrate 2023 as we consider what 2024 has to offer us, what God has in store for us. So some exciting things. This in no way, shape, or form is an exhaustive list or a complete list, because I would actually love to hear more from all of you in terms of how you have seen God at work in this place and around us. But I have a few examples. For example, Operation Turkey Dinner. This is the second year in a row that God has opened this door for us. As a congregation, we collectively raised the funds to provide a full feast for over 100 families with the elementary school across the way. And it was such a blessing to them, and their hearts were full. And it was so neat to see. Vacation Bible School, being back in full swing and inviting the community, having kids come in and have a place to be and to learn about the love of God, and having countless volunteers give time and energy investing in the kids. Kairos Prison Ministry, dinner at Vinny's, countless other things that are going on. One of which I've been asked on numerous occasions to give an update on. So I'll give an update again this morning on the new food distribution ministry that we've started. We had our final distribution yesterday for 2023. We have an entire year, 2024, of doing these distributions. But to give you an idea, God shows up in a simple way where this slew of volunteers. We are averaging about 40 to 45 volunteers on a Saturday morning. If you've ever volunteered with us, you've been a part of this amazing process of just giving away physical nourishment, but also praying and blessing people and say, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We'd love to have you join us for service. Have a wonderful Happy New Year. God bless your day. And being welcoming to every person that drives through that parking lot. But our very first food distribution, May 28th, last Saturday in May, we had 54 families come through. And that was fantastic. Yesterday, 158 families came through. And it was tremendous. So far, in these 6 months that we have been serving in this capacity, we have served 1,593 families. Over 6,700 individuals have received food. Our hope and our desire and our joy would be that they feel as though this is a place that they could come and to worship and to spend time in the Lord's house. And they are, every person that comes is welcome. But one of the things we feel strongly about is this is a no-strings-attached service opportunity where it's like, it's not a bait and switch, but you are always welcome, because that happens. Another gentleman, 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, I was here in the afternoon by myself, his name is Michael. He came walking in, and he walks in, and he's like, wow, I've never seen the parking lot so empty. I've come by the past several Saturdays and seen the slew of people, and I just wanted to stop in and say thank you. Because he said, 13 years ago, my son died. I didn't have a church home, but I had been driving by, and you're the church that I always drove by. And my son passed away, and I walked in the door in tears, and I met with the pastor and said, can you help? Without hesitation, Pastor Christine Nelson said, absolutely, and she officiated the son's funeral the very next day. 13 years later, he came back. And much like Sandy from Draper, he showed up just to say thank you. And he gave an offering and said, this is for your homeless ministry, to help feed people like you've been doing. So it is awesome to see what God has done in 2023. And it's exciting to know what he might be having in store for us as we move forward. I also had one more. This was really super encouraging. I had an opportunity it was a cold call, a phone call that we got in the office of the local business. They called and they said, we're looking to start a charitable division in our business. We would like to do a Secret Santa, but we don't know where to start. Would you be able to help? And I was, what do you mean? What are you looking to do? After some conversation, after realizing this was fully legitimate and they were looking to make a difference in their community, I was able to partner them and in conjunction with several of people within the congregation to find families in need. And this outside company who just called out of the blue, they provided Christmas for 5 families. And I asked this woman, Ariel is who I was speaking to, I said, why did you call us? And she just said, it just seemed like calling a church was the right thing to do. When you want to help somebody, isn't that where you turn? And I just said, amen, you are right. I'm glad we were able to assist. The beginning of this sermon series, 7 ways in which to be a light in the darkness. Today we want to focus on choosing. Choose this day, as it talks about Joshua saying, choose this day. As for me and my family, we choose the Lord. As a congregation, as a church, as families, as individuals, here it is, we're New Year's Eve. People are making New Year's resolutions, many of which we just don't follow through on. This one, we're going to follow through on. We're going to do this together, but we're going to invite you, challenge you, beg you, plead you, choose to serve the Lord. Find a way to be a light in the darkness. Here's the thing is that we're not the light. God is the light. He uses us to represent him well, and when we allow him to shine through, the cavern lights up, and people are now no longer disoriented. When we choose to be a light, we're choosing to uncover the lamp. When we choose to be the light, we are choosing to build that city on a hill that will invite others and to draw people in, as it talks about in Matthew chapter 5. So here's some practical questions. Well, why should we choose? Well, the light shines in the darkness. John chapter 1 verse 5 says this, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So we understand from God's word that this world doesn't understand. In the brokenness, in the darkness, outside of God, there is a lack of understanding. So why should we choose to be a light in the darkness? It's because the world needs to understand. The world needs to know. The world needs Jesus. How do we choose? Another very practical question. And for that, I'm going to give you three really simple practical ideas in terms of how might we choose? How can we choose? If we recognize the world needs to know, how do we do it? How do we go about it? Well, number one, bear witness. Now, if you're like me, when I first came into a relationship with Jesus, maybe you're not all that, maybe you're a little bit more Lutheran like me. A little more stoic, a little more quiet. And you hear this phrase, bear witness, and you're like, that's not me. That kind of sounds like, can I hear a witness? And it's like, okay, that makes me a little standoffish. No, I'm not encouraging you to be anybody other than yourself. But to bear witness simply means to tell others what you have seen. Like an eyewitness, you tell others about how good God has been in your life. Tell others, share the story about what he has been at work in your life. Now, does that mean that your life is a bed of roses and it's just everything is hunky-dory? No. You can be wonderfully, deeply, truly honest in terms of what God has done. Here's the amazing thing when you do that, when you tell your story, they can't argue with your story. When you share how you have been moved by the work of God, it's not an intellectual exercise in terms of how they're going to dissect the accuracy of your translation or understanding. It's you telling your story. Telling your story about how exciting it is when God shows up. How things, on occasion, just there's no explanation outside of what God did. This phone call that we got in the church office from a local business, for me, that was a God thing. And I told Ariel that very thing, because I asked, I said, why did you call? And she told me, well, it felt right to call a church. And I just said, that's God. The food distribution ministry, same thing. There have been two people that I've been working most closely with, David, who now has moved to southern Utah. He is starting a food distribution through the Utah Food Bank in the Four Corners area. I had touched base with them on a different occasion and basically said, no, we don't need any new partners. Everything is going well. But we were exploring and praying and saying, what should we be doing? How can we do this ministry that God is clearly calling us into? So I picked up the phone again, and I called, and I got in touch with somebody different, and she just said, with a hesitation in her voice, and she said, yeah, hold on. Let me have you talk to somebody. And I didn't quite understand the hesitation when I asked, hey, we're looking to do distribution in our church facility. And I said, am I in trouble? She put me on the phone with somebody else, and this woman, she kind of teared up. She's like, we just had to change a plan with another facility, and we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know where we were going to go. We didn't know how we were going to serve this community. And then you call. David and now his new counterpart, Cadence is her name. They were talking to me in the parking lot a month ago, and I just said, that's something that has God's fingerprints all over it. And they just smiled and said, I think you're right. Because God opened those doors. So when we bear a witness, we hear in John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to be witness of the light, that all might believe in him. I'm reading that wrong because I've suddenly got double vision. This man came for a witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light. Bear witness of that light. That was the true light of the world, which gives light. John the Baptist talking about Jesus. The role of a witness is just simply tell of what they have seen, what they know. So one of the questions we might be asking ourselves today, as we move into the new year, if we take this call serious of choosing, we might ask ourselves, what do we know that God about Jesus to be true? What has he done in our life? How can I be prepared to tell that story? Second thing that we can do, if we choose, well, we can follow Jesus' commandments. When you choose to follow the commandments of the Lord and reject the ways of the world, others take notice. Something is different in a world that is broken, and we are seeking to follow what the Lord is doing. People will take notice, especially when you hold steadfast to what your light will shine brightly, when you hold fast to the commands of God. Though people may reject it, there will be some who are drawn to you, curious as to why you live differently. John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with the light while we walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, is on us, cleanses us from all sin. It is exciting to be obedient to God. It is challenging. But when we choose to be a light in the darkness, and we bear witness, and we follow God's commandment, guess what? We are shining his light and letting the world see him. Third thing, put yourself out there. This might feel like the most scary step of all, but you can all do it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, the part of the gospel that we just read. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill, it cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. So our challenge, our invitation in choosing to be bold and put ourselves out there. Put ourselves out there in such a way that we may have opportunity to tell the story of Jesus, to point others to the cross, to let others know how good he is. Now, three little simple ways. You might be taking me very seriously, which I hope you are, and you might be saying, okay, I'm willing to put myself out there. How can I do it? Because for me, I'm one that I always want to give you ideas, give you options, give you a plan. This is in no way, shape, or form exhaustive, but gets the ball rolling. Number one, serve others. That list of things that we celebrated in 2023, it's all about how this church has been used to serve other people. Whether it be the food distribution, whether it be Kairos Prison Ministry, whether it be Royal Family Kids Camp, whether it be Vacation Bible School. When you get involved, could be Salvation Army sandwiches, any number of ways in which you serve for the sake of Him. When you serve, you become part of something bigger than yourself, and you're pointing others to Jesus. Do it when it's not convenient or easy. Number two, we've been hearing this a lot, and we're going to continue to hear it a lot. Invite, invite, invite. We had a wonderful opportunity through Christmas to invite people to join us for Christmas Eve services. We'll have that wonderful opportunity, an easy invitation through Easter. But all of you have opportunities to invite somebody to join you. Hey, you know what? I'm going to church on Sunday. Would you like to join me? Or, hey, I'm starting this new Bible study with a group. Would you like to join me? Hey, you know what? I'm serving in this activity. Would you like to come with me? So invite, invite, and invite. And lastly, another simple way in which you can choose to be a light, get involved with the little ones. Volunteer for Vacation Bible School. And this is me stepping in as the family minister, because I can't tell you how many times people have gotten involved with students and kids, whether it be helping out with Vacation Bible School, whether it be attending summer camp, whether it be chaperoning a mission trip, whether it be being a Sunday school teacher or a small group leader. Countless times people get involved and I hear this phrase, I feel like I'm getting more out of this than any of the students. I feel like I'm growing in my relationship with the Lord in leaps and bounds, and it surprises me. Because we kind of go into it thinking, oh, well, this is a little Sunday school lesson. But next thing you know, you're in the place of serving the Lord. You're in the place of being a light, and suddenly your relationship is growing and you're flourishing. You're like, yay, God. So you can choose to put yourself out there by serving the little ones. Bringing ourselves to a close, and just like the New Year's resolutions, we need to choose. So we're going to invite you, encourage you. And at the conclusion of my time, I want to pray for 2024 and that God would encourage us to truly be His light in the world. Now I'm going to go back to Sandy. Sandy from Draper. Here's the beauty and the final reminder in us being a light in the darkness. As a staff, we are gathered on Tuesday morning, as we do every Tuesday. We gather to pray for this congregation. We gather to pray for each other. We gather to have Bible study. We were all together, and Sandy came in, and guess what? None of us knew Sandy. Sandy hasn't worshiped here. Sandy doesn't know anybody here, as best we know. But she saw Jesus, and she wanted to come in and say thank you. And that's what being a light in the darkness is really all about. It's not about us being known. It's not about us getting a pat on the back and saying, good job, well done. But it's rather people coming to know Jesus. People coming to know Jesus. Us being a simple light, putting ourselves out there, serving our community. Oh, no. Don't worry, it's still lit. It's still lit. Putting ourselves out there in such a way that the world may know Him, because the world needs to know Him. So if you would, please pray with me. I'm going to pray specifically for the coming of 2024 and us taking courage to choose to be a light in the darkness. And then we'll sing. At the conclusion of our time of worship, we will have a special celebration for baptism. But if you would, please pray with me. Lord, right now we come before You. And we thank You for this past year. We thank You for all that You have done, all that You have accomplished, all that You have given us the privileged opportunity to be a part of, as You have made a difference in our lives, in our community, in our world. And Lord, we pray right now that as we close out this year, that You would give us eyes to really see how You have been at work and how You will continue to be at work. And Lord, right now we stand before You as a congregation, as a family, as individuals. We stand before You, Lord, with the unfolding of a new year. And Lord, we ask that you would guide us, that you would direct us, that you would shine your light ahead of us to know how we might serve you, how we might give you away, how we might continue to be a city on a hill in this community that needs you desperately, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would guide and direct us individually. Pray that you would guide and direct us collectively. But Lord, through the work of your Holy Spirit, we pray that you would drive us forward as we look to serve you, as we look to be a light in the darkness. Come, Lord Jesus, be our light. In your holy and precious name, amen.